upon time, a long, 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 long time ago, there was a king called King Brihadrata. What was his name?
King Brihadrata.
Brihadrata. Brihadrata was the king of Magadha kingdom, Magad kingdom. This Magad kingdom, people say that it is what is currently the state of Bihar in India. Right? So, of course, this is mythology. Magad kingdom. It was a big empire at that time. Later on, we know for sure that Chandragupta Maurya, he was one of the important kings in India. He also was the ruler of Magad. Anyways, so this is the time, a long time ago, when Brihadrata was the king. And he had two wives. Now, it's not common now, but in those days, kings did have more than one wife. And he had two wives, and he liked both of them. And like the family, yeah, like Dashrata, correct? Like the family wished to have a kid, right? Wished to have a baby. But they didn't have for many years. And Brihadrata one day met a wise man, a rishi, and told him about it. And he said, hey, if you pray to the god, then your wishes may come true. And after several years of praying, one day another rishi appeared. And indeed, he gave Brihadrata a fruit, a mango, and said, why don't you give this to your wife? And he didn't know about the two wives. So he just said, why don't you give it to your wife? And your wish will come true. But since Brihadrata really loved both his wives, you know what he did, right? He cut the mango into two and gave it to his wives. He thought, hey, I love both of them. Why not do this? And he did that. Lo and behold, some time went by, and then both of his wives were expecting a baby. And it was exciting. The king was thrilled. Wow, instead of one baby, I get to have two kids. Awesome. And they were all looking forward to it. But then, it was almost on the same day that both of them gave birth. But when the baby was born, they were really, really, really horrified. Now, usually, this is the case. You know, parents always love their kids, love this baby. It's not about the looks or anything like that. But
like
this
Shishupala.
Was, yeah, like in Shishupala's story, you've heard how his parents really loved him. But in this case, it was truly a very, very bizarre scene.
Really wicked.
Because not so much wicked, but very bizarre and very, very weird, because what had happened was one of the wife gave birth to one part of the body and the other wife gave birth to the other part of the body.
The king equal to two babies, not half of them.
But what happened was the king got so horrified with this sight that he asked his servants and soldiers to take these two pieces of the baby and put them in the forest, right? And take them away from his sight. Right. Well, not exactly. Yeah, similar to that. Yeah. So, and they forgot about all of this, right? Never talked about it. Now, a demoness who was in that forest around that time came by this same place where they had placed the two pieces. She thought, oh my God, what happened here? And she had special powers. And she held the two pieces together. And a miracle happened. The baby came alive. There was one baby now. Two parts of the baby came together. Started crying. And the demoness thought, whoa, this is truly a miracle. She didn't know she had those powers. And she thought, looking at the baby now, because it still had like golden ornaments and looked like an baby from a royal family, she ran to the king's court, King Brihadrata's court, and told everything that had happened. And the king thought, oh wow, you have brought back my baby. You have made those two pieces together into one baby, a beautiful baby now. And you know, he said, he thanked her a lot, asked her for a name. Her name was Jara the demoness. And because Jara was the one who put the two pieces together, in Sanskrit, sandhi means putting things together. And Jara Sandha, the one who put the one who was made together by Jara. That's what the name was of that baby. Bhradratha called him Jarasandha. And Jarasandha grew up in the king's court, of course. And he was, by nature, he was not a very good person. But anyway, he ruled Magadha after Bhradratha for several years. Now, here is the interesting part. As he ruled and, you know, had a family and he had kids and all of that, he got to know about a king in Mathura called Kamsa. Yeah, the same Kamsa that you know in Krishna's story. Now, Kamsa was brave, don't forget that. He was cruel, but he was also brave and he was a terror in the war and had won many kingdoms. And naturally, you know, because Jarasandha himself was also kind of, he was more attracted to the evil kings, he thought Kamsa would be a good match for his daughter and he arranged for that marriage, right? Kamsa became Jarasandha's son-in-law. And as you know, in the Krishna story, Krishna comes in and kills Kamsa, puts him in jail, and eventually Kamsa dies there, right? This did not go well with Jarasandha. From that day that Krishna defeated Kamsa, Jarasandha had marked Krishna as his enemy. And now, you know, his daughters, Jarasandha's daughters, didn't have her husband, right? Became a widow. And Jarasandha thought, it was all because of Krishna that my son-in-law stopped being the king of Mathura and eventually died. And so he had this rivalry with Krishna. Several years went by, and as you know, in the Mahabharata story, right, that Yudhishthir, you know, the main Pandava, one of the eldest of the Pandavas, one time he decides to do a yagna called Rajasuya Yagna. This Rajasuya Yagna is to become the king of kings. What it means is, whoever performs this yagna, they challenge all the kingdoms in a big area, different kingdoms. And those kings either have to fight Yudhishthir or they have to accept that Yudhishthir is the lord. You know, he is the main king. He is the ultimate king, exactly. But as they are all discussing, you know, Yudhishthir and Bhim and Arjun and Nakul and Sahadev, all of them, Krishna realizes, yeah, Krishna is always there, you know, he's not just a relative but a well-wisher. And Krishna says, Yudhishthir, you may face some problems. He says, what mean? What kind of problems? There are some kings who are not going to be, it's not going to be easy to defeat them. And one of them is Jarasandha, the king of Magadha. Oh, you mean Kamsa's father-in-law? He says, Yep, I am also related to him through my own uncle, Kamsa. Yes, he is not going to let you win easily. He, by the way, has acquired a lot of powers. Jarasandha also turned out to be a devotee of Shiva. And he has got several weapons and several powers. He's going to give you a fight. And I don't think it will be easy to win. What do we do then? Says Yudhishthir. Okay, let's see. Maybe I can think of a plan. And so Krishna, Bhim and Arjun, they arrive in Magadha, right? And initially when they come in, they don't bring any army or anything like that. They don't do that. They want to discuss. So they come as just common people. And yeah, just kind of in a disguise. And Jarasandha welcomes them and he's not aware yet who they are. But when he gets to know who they are, he is furious because he is seeing Krishna now, right there in his own court. And Krishna is trying to talk calmly to him and he says, we have come in peace. We want you to accept Yudhishthir is a good king. He's going to be a great emperor, you know, a great ruler. And he has won all these kingdoms and we want Magadha also to be part of his kingdom. So, will you accept this? Never, says Jarasandha, never. I'm always going to fight till my death, says. Well, if you think you're such a brave king and you can fight, why don't you fight one of us? And if you win, we will accept that, you know, that you can, you will, you can then face the Yudhishthir's mighty army. Sure, I am ready. And so he says, Krishna says, pick any of us. And Jarasandha looks around and he knows that Bhim is very good in wrestling. And so is Jarasandha. Jarasandha is also a good wrestler. You know, there are some famous wrestlers in all these stories, right? You know, Balram, of course, Krishna's own brother,
Duryodhan,
Bhim. These are all good wrestlers and so is Jarasandha. And Jarasandha and Bhim, they start the wrestling match. And this goes on for quite some time. Initially, Bhim is thinking, I should be able to defeat him easily. He is not a very young, energetic player. I mean, Jarasandha is old at that time. And he thinks, but Jarasandha is pretty good and he is a tough match for Bhim. The wrestling goes on, the match really goes on for several hours. And surprisingly, Bhim is getting tired now. But Jarasandha is still strong, he's going at it. And Arjun is getting worried. Krishna, what's going on? If we lose this, then what happens next? We don't know. Wait, says Krishna. Let's be patient. And Bhim is trying all different moves. At several points, he thinks he has got the better of Jarasandha. But not really. Jarasandha is springing back. And at one time, Krishna gives him a signal, just like in the Jalayudh story, how he gives a signal, but he gives a different signal to Bhim. He takes a twig, basically a small stick, breaks it into two and throws the pieces in opposite directions, right? And Bhim gets the signal. He's like, yes, thank you, Krishna. And he breaks Jarasandha's body into two and tosses, just like the twig, tosses them in opposite direction. Remember Jarasandha's birth, that's why it's important. He was made by joining two pieces, but now the two pieces are separate and they cannot be formed. There is no Jara demoness anywhere nearby to put it together, and without her the Jarasandha dies, right? And with that, the Rajasuya Yagna, there is nobody else who can challenge Yudhishthir. And Yudhishthir becomes the mighty emperor. And that is the end of Jarasandha and Krishna's role in that. Right? And this is one of the many other stories, side stories that are there in Mahabharata. And that's the end of this story, the end.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hope you enjoy it.